This is Bird Note. I'm Marcus Rosten, a naturalist who feels lucky that my local patch happens to be a world-class travel destination for both people and birds. In the mist of Niagara Falls soars a diversity of birds, also worth flocking for. The Niagara River Corridor has been an ecological refuge and cultural crossroad since the last ice age. Just downstream from the falls at the Stella Niagara Preserve is my favorite spot to be serenaded by long-tailed ducks and squeaking Bonaparte's gulls overwintering from the Arctic. This site is one of the only good places to land a canoe in the massive gorge, which made it essential for the Haudenosaunee and other Native American groups to portage around the falls. Niagara River's churning rapids prevent it from freezing, making it a fishing hotspot for gulls and ducks. The corridor hosts over half of the world's species of gull, from the great blackback gull, the largest in the world, to the smallest, the little gull. Those rapids were also the final hurdle for freedom seekers on their migration to Canada. Niagara Falls was a crucial last stop for the Underground Railroad. Niagara is a biodiverse cultural confluence where the paths of birds and humans intersect and intertwine. This week is Black Birders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.